Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John, Nate Bucchetti, Jake Gutierrez. Lots of speculation, as we have been speculating, that
is Van Halen tour
about the concert that's going to be announced at 10 o'clock in a special press conference. It's fun because, like, you can come up with different evidence to support a few different possibilities. Bands or acts that are out there already scheduled for concerts at other ballparks that are on tour, Live Nation acts. We've seen that several people have sent us tweets that Zac Brown Band is scheduled to play at several stadiums around the summer. Def Leppard and Journey was announced this morning. They're going to play at Target Field up in Minnesota and some other ballparks. And we've gone through and talked about who we want to see and who we hope it is. And again, you just try to find out, okay, who's on tour? What kind of act could be a fit for Kauffman Stadium and all those seats? Who would generate that type of excitement? And so again, I'm going to go back to this. Jake's hoping for Pearl Jam.
I wouldn't mind Lil Dave.
Nate's hoping for
Billy Joel's at the top of my list.
No,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga have been. What if it was Lord and Lady Gaga?
Ooh.
What if it was the Beastie Boys featuring Lord?
Oh,
there. How about Beastie Boys, Run DMC, and Tribe Called Quest
and Lord
together? And Lord. I saw Lord in concert.
Top five album of all time.
I didn't say that. I said it was
the best album of all time.
I said it was brilliant, like, and I stand by that.
Beatles' White Album, yeah. Lord.
You said
White Album's not even the Beatles' best.
You wrote down and you put Lord greater than Beatles equals stupid Beatles.
Beatles.
And then we wrote that down. Like, why would you write that? Like, I don't care.
What's your favorite Beatles album?
Abbey Road.
So, I've said my dream concert would clearly be the holograms of Elvis and Prince performing with Axl Rose and Jack White and George Strait. Very odd concert. With special appearances by Biggie Smalls, who really brings the house down with his encore. You know what? And special appearance by the hologram of Janis Joplin, introduced by Steve St. John Sr.
Oh, that would be something.
In a very touching and very warm reunion.
My mom can
that would be a pretty cold reunion.
Yeah.
Sing a heck of a Janis Joplin.
Keep her away from my dad. Yeah, we'll do How's that sound?
Keep you her know, away I thought from of the it, Southern Comfort.
Well, here's the deal.
I thought of it.
For people that don't know that I'm referring to.
What a great song.
Steve St. John Sr. did have
a friendship?
Mm-mm.
A rendezvous?
Mm-hmm. I think it was more than once. Briefly enjoyed the company of Janis Joplin out in San Francisco.
So I have
Such
many friends
story.
That listen to this show.
Right.
And without fail, all of them love Anytime Your Father Comes On. Anytime.
Right.
And that's, this story has been brought up.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine who, my buddy Heinz.
Heinz.
He'd made a reference. He's like, after I heard that, I was watching a documentary on the Grateful Dead, and Jerry Garcia, I guess, said that no one had the sex drive, man or woman, that he knew that Janis Joplin had.
Call my dad.
Call him up.
I need details. So I'm looking now at Billy Joel's Twitter, at Billy Joel, and 19 hours ago, he tweeted out, "See Billy Joel in concert at Citizens Bank Park on July 27, 2018. So he's going to the Phillies ballpark. Why can't Billy Joel come to our ballpark? You crank this up. He plays Uptown Girl. You better get the hell out of my way. Give me about a minute of this, Jake. One of my favorite videos, of course, Christie Brinkley. Christie Brinkley getting out of the limousine as a very hardworking Billy Joel working as a mechanic.
By the way, Christie Brinkley is still smoking.
Oh.
Still.
I mean, maybe the coolest thing that Matt Beasler's ever accomplished is the fact that he's got a picture of Christie Brinkley wearing his soccer jersey. That's pretty amazing. Is this bad? Does this make you think poorly of me?
Yes,
if one
absolutely.
Of my favorite, if not my favorite, Billy Joel song is a weird one. It's called Second Wind.
You're a weirdo. Crank it up. All right. Bring it down. Give me some Janis Joplin.
Oh, man.
He's really, you
Lord,
know what?
Won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Let me tell you something. I'm a 45-year-old man, and I feel like at some point, my dad would have given me a few more details. He's been real tight-lipped about this thing, and I've had enough of it. I want to know what the hell's going on here. Please welcome to the show Steve St. John Sr. Dad, we're talking about music because we're going to announce a big concert at Kauffman Stadium, the first concert at Kauffman Stadium in 39 years. They're going to announce it at 10 a.m., and we're all hoping that it's going to be Billy Joel, because we love Billy Joel, and so we'll see you at 10. Yeah. But then we're talking about, like, who do we wish we could have seen in concert throughout history? And I threw out, boy, I wish I could have seen Janis Joplin in concert. You did see Janis Joplin. It was not in concert. But I just feel like you hold back details, and Jake said a lot of his friends always ask, boy, have Steven's dad on so we could really, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're holding back for. She's not here to dispute anything. So what? Give me a year. Give me the time. Give me the place. Where did you meet her? Give me something here to go on with this Janis Joplin story, Dad, please.
I told you, in San Francisco.
All right, let me write this down.
Yeah?
San Fran. What year are we talking about here?
Oh, well, come on with that writing down.
No, because I forget about it. So next time someone asks, it was in San Francisco, the Tenderloin District?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so where were you? You were stationed out there, right?
No, I hadn't gone in yet. I was just getting ready to go in.
So you're just out there as a young man enjoying life. Is that correct?
Trying to.
Okay. And so you're out there.
Did you go out to San Francisco because you were about to join the Navy, or were you out there for different purposes?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get out there and say, you know what, have some fun before you...
You're going to become a seaman.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Didn't we all start?
Right. And so tell me about, like, where did you meet her at?
In a nightclub.
Do you remember the nightclub, any chance?
No, I have to think about it.
So you go in there, and was she, like, performing at the nightclub? Was she just there? Did you approach her? Did she approach you? What happened?
Both.
Both. Wow, you approached each other.
So she was she famous at this time? You knew, like, hey, that's the Janis Joplin right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Were you a fan of her music? Or did you care? Okay.
I mean, kind of. I didn't care.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So did you use a pickup line on her? Like, what?
Right. That's what I want to know. How did you, I mean, you know.
Yeah, do you want to use my razor to shave under those arms?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No. That's no. I'd like to.
Did she have really hairy arms?
Strike that from the record.
Oh, yeah.
Hairy legs?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and
No.
She shaved her legs.
Right. I didn't.
Right. okay. All right.
I don't care about commercial breaks.
Like, you know, I mean, you were aware.
You asked, didn't you? You asked.
Right. But yeah, you were aware.
Worms.
Like, so, yeah. So like throughout my childhood, mm-hmm. whenever Janis Joplin would come on the TV or a song would come on, you remember Mom? She I hate her. She's mm-hmm. just like so angry about it, and I like the music, and I always think, wow, Mom really hates Janis Joplin. I wonder, like she's like something personal, and evidently it was personal. She knew about it, and that's why she did not like Janis Joplin, right?
I believe so.
Well,
yeah.
And so was this just a one time thing, or did you see her a couple of times, or was this a
one shot deal? You know,
right. Right. Did you, I mean, you didn't get a picture.
Did you go to her, did you go back to her place?
I was going
to
say, I don't think she ever did one shot at anything.
Right. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Did you go to, I mean, did you go to her place? Did she take you back to her house or her apartment or something? Or what happened?
Pink Porsche, baby.
Okay. Really?
Mm-hmm. Pink Porsche.
No, you rode in her Porsche?
Yep.
Is that, and that, is that where?
Well, I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, Jake. I mean, yeah.
Nice.
Nate wants all this.
Yeah, man. Let's
look how excited Jake is right now.
Fantastic. Backseat steaming up the windows of the pink Porsche, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did she play her own music while this was going on? I think that would be fantastic.
Nah, I didn't do that.
Right, okay. All right.
Was she, I mean, was she like all decked out like you see her in the pictures with like the blue sunglasses on, like a tie-dyed shirt and everything?
Yeah, she dressed kind of funky. Mm-hmm.
And how old of a young man were you?
Yeah, I wasn't very old, about 16.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. No. Would you have tried to stay in touch with her, or was she like, that's it, get out of my car and I never want to see you again? Like, how, you know, or did you say, that's it, I'm out of here?
If that was the case, I could have filed a suit like the women are filing now.
Oh, boy.
I could have filed a suit against her.
You know, when he came back, so when did you go to, when did you actually go in the Navy?
Yeah, about 6 months later.
So you were 17?
16 almost.
Mm-hmm. You were spitting some crazy game at 16, Mr.
Man,
St. John.
Yeah, no kidding.
You bagging Janis Joplin. 16.
And so you,
I hadn't even hit puberty yet.
So how, you still haven't.
So you, right, we're waiting for that. And you left.
Someday.
Well, I don't know whether it was a good lucky thing or not a lucky thing.
Oh, it was great.
It wasn't all that.
But you, yeah.
Yes, it was.
But you left. No, but in all seriousness, so you left Kansas City when you were 16 and went to San Francisco.
Yep.
And you were in the Navy by the time you were 17.
Oh yeah.
And then when did you actually leave for Vietnam? You were just right away?
Yeah.
And you were 17 years old?
And then you
came back in 71 or 72, so that you would have been 19 or 20 when you came back to Kansas City.
Right. Yeah.
So what was San Francisco like back then? I mean, that had to be a crazy time to be in San Francisco.
It absolutely was. Yeah. I've been there since, you know, and it's still kind of, you know.
Did you try to go back to that same nightclub or just like go to that back the same area to see how it changed?
No, I didn't want to relive that.
Tenderloin District's a sketchy place these days. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely, it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it back then?
I got
it.
Huh?
Was it sketchy back then?
Oh, way. Yeah, anything went on down there.
Did you get to see any other the famous artists from that era? Like, did you see the Grateful Dead in person or anything like that when you were out there?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't.
They might have been there, but I probably didn't even know them.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's part of their target audience.
Right. Oh, but you know, you're in the area. I didn't know.
Yeah. Not very grateful.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. The story came up. We just like to hear it. See, because every time you tell it, I get like one more
pink
detail
Porsche
that I didn't have before, and you'd never say anything about the pink Porsche.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you tell the story,
you're
I get
getting
more.
It out of me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Squeezing. Sounds like she was.
Well, I got to hear these stories. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, but it's,
congratulations.
But it's a fond memory for you. Right, that's good.
Well, it's
good.
Memory.
Well.
Yes, it is.
I mean, and then what a way to go and serve the country.
Yeah,
you know,
sure, exactly.
That was a good way to close the show before heading off in the Navy. Well,
honorable.
That's all. That's all. We just wanted some extra details if possible.
Well, I appreciate you thinking of me.
We do. We always.
You know, and I apologize, by the way, Mr. St. John, if I offended you in any way, shape, or form earlier this week. I hope you know I meant no disrespect.
I apologize that I didn't make it the other day. I plan on doing it Monday.
I'll be calling sick on Monday.
Called in very angrily. Yes. All right, Dan, I love you.
Nate, you're good to go. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, you're the best.
Just never really
pink Porsche.
Sure. See? What he's going to say.
That's what's so great about
it. Yeah, that's why it's the best.
Is it?
Yeah.
So great about him.
You're welcome, Kansas City.
Nope.
You're welcome.
Oh, and everything just fell in place. My mom hated her so much.
That makes sense now.
She looks so dirty. I can't stand her. Turn that off.
She didn't even know him at this time.
Stupid songs.
Well,
that's
matter.
My yeah. You know.
Didn't care.
Wow. Scorn. Right. My mom don't want to hear that.
Scorn, man.
Yeah. That's exactly. Turn that music off. Like, what about
Genesis?
Mama, I like this song.
Nope. Not
She's
this
terrible.
Not in this house. Not underneath my roof.
Oh, yeah? You like your dad, huh? Your father's son? You can get out, too. Hey.
Take it easy, Mom.
Hold on. Let's put Elvis. Hey, Elvis. Get some Elvis back on. Yeah, that's right. Okay, there. Put the Elvis, Mama. All right. Come on.
Oh, boy. Little window into my life.
I like Janis Joplin.
Do you?
Sounds like my dad really didn't.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, he doesn't speak very glowingly of the experience. Well, I don't know.
Can't tell you.
Think about my experience when I was 16. All 30 seconds.
Well. Speaking of, we have to take a break now in 30 seconds. Let's listen to some Janis Joplin dedicated to Steve St. John Sr. right here on Sports Radio 810 WHP.